Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldhar and Dr. Mesechus Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. The second parakah may be get. The Zichu Mesechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the few dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi said, "Kasavu a get and stanu biyad avdo." If a husband wrote his wife a get and placed it in a slave's hand, "Vakasavu shtar matan alav," and wrote her a gift document for the slave and gave it to her, "kana asu miskareshes bo," she acquires a slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzir, an acquisition of items found on one's property. The Gemara said a slave is a chatzir mechaleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition since it's unlike an ordinary courtyard. Even if it's stationary, Rava taught, anything that would not affect a kinyan while moving cannot affect a kinyan even while standing or sitting still. The Gemara concludes that Rava's first ruling applies by kafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzir b'kinyonim. Rava said a similar ruling with a get in the husband's property, for which the husband wrote and gave his wife a shtar matana. The need for the two rulings is explained. Point number two, Abai challenged Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzir. Since the law of chatzir to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand. Mayada di Isa ben Medaita ben Balkorcha, just as her hand acquires the get whether with her consent or against her will, af chatzer di Isa ben Medaita ben Balkorcha. So too, her chatzer must be able to acquire the get whether with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzer given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi counted that a shlich l'kabbalah, a shlich for receiving a get, who can be appointed by the wife to effect the divorce when he receives it, also operates only with her consent, yet is effective. The Gemara responds that the law of shlich does not have this requirement because it's not derived from her hand as a chatzer. Rather, it's darshan from a pasuk about shlichus. Alternatively, the Gemara points out that at times, a shlich l'kabbalah can receive a get against the wife's will. For example, a father can receive a get for his daughter who is a minor against her will. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Ein kosvin b'mechubel akarka. We do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require a cutting between the writing and giving. Ksavo b'mechuber, t'lasho b'chasamu n'stanu l'kasher. If he wrote on something attached, then detached it, completed it, and gave it to her, it is valid. Rav Yehuda says it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Although the first clause of the Mishnah implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules it's valid, the Gemara first explains, Behu shishir makam ha-toref, provided that he left blank the place of the toref, the critical writing of the get, referring to the names of the parties, the place, date, and basic language of the divorce, until after it was detached. The Tanna's Rebbe Elazar, who does not require signatures and interprets vakasav, and he writes to mean the writing itself. The Mishnah then is saying that no part of the get is allowed to be written while attached, and this is a gezerah, lest the toref be written while attached. But if it was, it's still valid as long as the toref was written while detached. Rish Lakish explains the mission differently. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rava said, "Kasav a get, nesanu biyad avdo." If he wrote her a get and placed it in a slave's hand, the kasav a shtar matan alav, and he wrote her a gift document for the slave and gave it to her, kanasu miskareshes bo, she acquires the slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzir, an acquisition of items found on one's property. The Gemara said a slave is a chatzir mechaleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition since it's unlike an ordinary courtyard. Even if it's stationary, Rava taught, anything that would not affect a kinyan while moving cannot affect a kinyan even while standing or sitting still. The Gemara concludes that Rava's first ruling applies by kafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzir b'kinyonim. Rava said a similar ruling with a get in the husband's property, for which the husband wrote and gave his wife a shtar matana. The need for the two rulings is explained. Point number two, Abai challenged Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzir. Since the law of chatzir to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand. Mayada di Isa ben Medaita ben Balkorcha, just as her hand acquires the get whether with her consent or against her will, af chatzer di Isa ben Medaita ben Balkorcha. So too, her chatzer must be able to acquire the get whether with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzer given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. Rav Shimon bar Ashi counted that a shlich l'kabbalah, a shlich for receiving a get, who can be appointed by the wife to effect the divorce when he receives it, also operates only with her consent, yet is effective. The Gemara responds that the law of shlich does not have this requirement because it's not derived from her hand as a chatzer. Rather, it's darshan from a pasuk about shlichus. Alternatively, the Gemara points out that at times, a shlich l'kabbalah can receive a get against the wife's will. For example, a father can receive a get for his daughter who is a minor against her will. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Ein kosvin b'mechubel l'karka. We do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require a cutting between the writing and giving. Ksavo b'mechuber, t'lasho b'chasamu n'stanu l'kasher. If he wrote on something attached, then detached it, completed it, and gave it to her, it is valid. Rav Yehuda says it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Although the first clause of the Mishnah implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules it's valid, the Gemara first explains, Behu shishir makam ha-toref, provided that he left blank the place of the toref, the critical writing of the get, referring to the names of the parties, the place, date, and basic language of the divorce, until after it was detached. The Tanna's Rebbe Elazar, who does not require signatures and interprets vakasav, and he writes to mean the writing itself. The Mishnah then is saying that no part of the get is allowed to be written while attached, and this is a gezerah, lest the toref be written while attached. But if it was, it's still valid as long as the toref was written while detached. Rish Lakish explains the Mishnah differently. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Siman is a car. Why car? Because car is pronounced ka by people from Boston, and we often use a race car in the Siman to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The husband in the green race car, who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get, and was rebuffed by his wife because a kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makam haTorah to be filled in after it gets detached. Once again, slow motion. The husband in the green race car, ka, that must be more duff. The husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get, which reminds us, Rav has said that if a husband wrote a get for his wife and placed it in the slave's hand, and he wrote her a shtar matana for the slave and gave it to her, she acquires the slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzer. The Gemara clarifies that this is not a case of a chatzer mahaleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition, since it's not like an ordinary courtyard, because this is a case b'kafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzer for kinyanim. So the husband in the green race car, who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get, and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, which reminds us of Bai challenged Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzer. Since the law of chatzer to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand. Just as her hand acquires the get whether with her das or against her will, so too the chatzer must be able to acquire the get with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzer given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. So the husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makam haTorah to be filled in after it gets detached. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein kosvin b'mechubel l'karka. We do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require cutting between the writing and giving. If he wrote it on something attached, then detached it, completed it, and gave it to her, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says, it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Now, although the first clause of the Mishnah implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules that it's valid, the Gemara explains, v'hu shishir makam haTorah. It's provided that he left a blank space for the Torah, the critical writing of the get until after it was detached. So once again, the husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get and was rebuffed by his wife because a kinyan chatzer must be able to work bal korcha just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makam haTorah to be filled in after it gets detached. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must have been more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Green Gallus Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Roman Gallus was better or worse than the Persian Gallus. So the used car salesman from Green Gulls Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirement of a date in a get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Bazachoso, because one might use an undated get to save his sister's daughter, who is his wife. If she commits adultery, incurring the death penalty, her husband may seek to protect her by writing an undated get and falsely claim she was divorced before the adultery. Rish Lakish says, Mishum Peros, because of the produce of his wife's property. The husband who receives the produce of his wife's property might try continuing to sell it after the divorce, and the undated get would enable him to falsely claim the divorce was after their sale. So the used car salesman from Green Gulls Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece's wife an undated get, who almost ran over a man who was busy selling his wife's produce he still had rights to, until the get signing. Which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches a chuppah. So here goes. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah. Chuppah, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Me'emasai ksuba meshemetis, from when is a ksuba like an ordinary obligation to be canceled by Shemitah? Rav says, Meshetivkom v'tsiskov, from when she receives partial payment and establishes the balance as a loan. Receiving payment indicates she's ready to collect her ksuba, and establishing the balance as a loan reduces it from an obligation imposed by Basin, which is exempt from Shemitah cancellation, to an ordinary obligation. Shmuel says, either when she receives partial payment, or if she established it as a loan, even if she did not receive partial payment. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging that rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa basin, which reminds us, Shmuel said, ksuba ka maisa basin damya. A ksuba is like an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Ma maisa basin nichtavim biyom nechtavim b'layla, just as an act of basin may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because their verdict takes effect with its writing even before it's signed. Av ksuba nichtavis biyom nechtamas b'layla. So too a ksuba may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because the obligation takes effect at the time of its writing. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa basin. After the chassan instructed 10 people to write a get for his wife. Which reminds us, if one said to 10 people, Kisvu geli ishti, write a get for my wife, and instructed all of them explicitly to sign, as the Gemara later explains, Rav Yochanan says, Shnai mishum edim vakum mishum tanai. Two sign as edim, and the rest sign as a condition attached to his writing. In order to publicly humiliate her, he stipulated that 10 people must sign it. Rish Lakish says, Kul mishum edim, all of them sign as witnesses. The Gemara brings two nafkaminas for the Malchokas. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simur Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The participants on the green get and signing tutorial yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The participants on the green get and signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses writing on top of writing regarding Shabbos and a get, and the difference between writing black ink over red ink versus red ink over black ink. So the participants on the green get and signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings options for Edim who do not know how to sign their names on a get, such as etching, tracing over lead, or even spit. The Gemara notes that this leniency was only allowed for Gittin to protect women from becoming agunos, but not for any other documents. So the participants on the green get and signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, were fascinated when the instructor showed them what appeared to be a blank paper, which was a get that had been written with gallnut juice, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nasala nir chalak, if one gave his wife what appeared to be blank paper, and he said to her, here's your get, she's divorced, because we suspect that he wrote it with gallnut juice, which was subsequently absorbed into the paper. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel only meant that there's a concern she's divorced, and therefore forbidden to a kohen when her husband dies, but it's uncertain. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the Green Get Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the Green Get Cafe, who were annoyed from the noise coming from her husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa that the pasuk says v'kasav, and he shall write, referring to a get, v'lo chakak, which implies that he shall not engrave one. The Gemara clarifies, had de chaktochos, engraving is invalid where he engraved the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shapes of the letters raised indirectly, which is not considered writing, whereas engraving is considered valid writing where one engraved the legs of the letters themselves into a board. So the patrons at the Green Cat Cafe, who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, if one says to his wife, here's your get, but the paper remains mine, ain't a megaresha, she's not divorced. Since he didn't give her the paper, the letters are left without a surface. But if he says, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, Arza Magaresha, she is divorced, provided she eventually returns the paper, because a gift which is conditional on its return is a legitimate gift. So the patrons at the Green Gat Cafe, who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, didn't know what to make of the woman who walked in with her husband's slave that had her get tattooed on his hand, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama asked, if it was known that a particular slave was the husband's, the get kasav al yado, and a get is written on his hand, and later he's produced by the wife, and she claims he was given to her as a divorce, what is the lacha? Do we assume he was given to her since he's in her possession, or might he have gone to her voluntarily? The one resolves Rami Bar Chama's question based on Reish Lakish's statement, Hagodros ein lehen chazaka. Animals do not have the law of chazaka, that possession of them demonstrates ownership since they are mobile. Regarding the slave as well, since he's mobile, we could not assume he was given to her just because he's in her possession. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff you learn that if a woman has her husband's evid with her get tattooed on the slave's hand, she is not divorced since the slave might have not been given to her. That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 2, which stuff you discuss at which stage of collection does a ksuba become subject to Shemitah? That's on Daf. Yod Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that we do not write a get on what is Mechubal Karka, but if one did, they must leave the Makom HaTorf to be filled in after it was detached? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we Machok is whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which of you in the engraving a get where one engraves the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shape of the letters raised indirectly, is invalid? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which stuff we have a case where the husband gave his wife a shtar matana for a tied up evid who was holding her get in his hand? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff we discuss writing on top of writing regarding Hilchos Shabbos and a get? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 8. Which of the one ksuba is like a maisa basin and can be written during the day and signed at night? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that just as a woman's hand acquires with and without her consent, so too a kinyan chatzer must be able to acquire with and without her consent? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff we have a question whether two people bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam? That's on Daf. Tezine. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.